Good morning, my friends. How are you this morning? This is Heidi Metz with Spiritually Speaking, and we're continuing with our prayers of biblical hope, seeking God for the city 2020. And we are still on week one, and we will be continuing to seek God's face. This is the generation of those who seek Him, who seek your face. Psalms 24:6. So stay tuned for our next day in seeking God's face. Good morning and welcome back, my friends, to day three of seeking God for our city. We're going to start out. We are seeking God to give us pure hearts today. And we're going to start out with Psalms 24:3. Who may ascend into the hills of the Lord? And who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. Let us pray. We have been summoned to come before you into your courts of splendor, as if we hold in our hands an engraved invitation. We pause to check the date again. You want us to come now, before eternity? While we're living on earth, so that we might begin to taste the love of heaven, the forgiveness of Jesus should remove any hesitation. Our sinful past no longer marks us. We cannot trust our wayward hearts, but we refuse to doubt your heart and your word. You are for us. You have promised to change us inside and throughout. Surely your favor will prevail in hope that you will make our hearts pure. We come to you boldly. Amen. We're also going to focus on Scripture, Matthew 17:8. And lifting up their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. Let us pray on that verse. We are easily distracted by minor things. Capture the full attention of our hearts. Turn our eyes to you. Exalt Jesus in our views so that lesser loves are eclipsed by his beauty and glory. Amen. Dear friends, I encourage you to pray upon today for Jesus to be recognized as the singular Son of God, not merely one of many religious teachers, and for the unique beauty of Jesus to be revealed, capturing the affection and devotion of many. In seeking God for the city today, we also want to seek God for educators. Pray that teachers and mentors will impart godly wisdom to help form character in their students, for needed tools and proper facilities, for those who homeschool their children, for renewed zeal for truth and virtue, that they may have opportunity to know God in Christ, that believers would know how to pray for their students. During your prayer walk today, as you walk around or near a school, pray for teachers, administrators, and other staff. Meditate upon the word in Luke 6:40, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. Thank you, my friends, and I will see you tomorrow for day four, when we continue seeking God for our city. Thank you for tuning in, my friends, and I will see you tomorrow for another day of seeking God for the city in 2020. Have a wonderful day.